You'll hear from one of the new players on the women's basketball team in just a little bit again. It feels like the season's about to start, being able to attend some of these individual workouts. And what that really means is a chance to get on the basketball court without, you know, running plays or anything like that or doing scrimmages. But, for example, Odeth Betancourt was, with her hour block, specifically working with Shay Leverett and Dulcie Fankin-Mengiadu. So when you look at the, and I know this is way too early to be lineup projecting, but I was starting to do it in my head. And boy, Jose Fernandez is going to have multiple options, because if you think about it, there are eight players that can play spread across the three guard positions. You could go three guards. I would imagine a starting lineup with Aliza Pinzon, Sydney Harvey, and Elena Chinecki. But there are also three other returning guards, you know, the one that can shoot threes a little, Maria Alvarez, Miha Lazic, who can play point guard, and don't forget Sarah Guerrero, and the person who was Memphis's point guard the last 2 years, that's Ariel Wilson, and a pretty talented freshman by the name of Bella Weary. Underneath, you got Shay Leverett, you got Dulcie Fankin-Mengiadu, who's going to be great, along with, of course, Betty Manunga. And then the swing players who could go three or four, Betancourt, Bermejo, Patience Williams is somebody that we haven't really seen much. We'll talk to her at some point. So, yeah, you could go with a three-guard lineup. You can go with a traditional lineup with a player like Betancourt at the three. Or you could go small, putting her underneath. And she was holding her own. You'll hear us chat about it. But she was at Panola College in Texas the last 2 years. And really, you almost take it for granted with all the international players on Jose Fernandez's squad, what you have to go through coming to America and, yeah, not knowing English. And I think, having just been here a couple of years, you'll be impressed with Odeth, her story, her personality, and, well, her talent on the basketball court as well. Really enjoyed meeting her. All right, so it's Odeth Betancourt. Do we just call you Odie, or do you go by Odeth as well?
You can call me Odie. I like that name.
I like Odie as well. So before we get to what brought you here, we don't have to get your whole life story, but let's talk about growing up in Venezuela as far as the basketball part of it. Was that always the sport that you went for?
Well, really, I started playing basketball since I was 12 years old. So before that, I don't know anything about basketball. It's just that somebody seen me in the street and told me, "You wanna play basketball?" And I say, "Yeah, why not?" And I started playing basketball since my 15 years old. I started playing with my national team.
Okay, that's not a long amount of time to go from just starting at 12 to, oh, I'm with the national team now. You got pretty good pretty quick. Did you struggle at first, or did you pick it up pretty easily?
Well, I had a lot of struggles first, but my coach was with me every day in the court, teach me everything, and I learned a lot in just 1 year.
So. Is this in school or like a club?
Yeah, a club. Yeah, my club.
And were you immediately with the national team, the youth team, you know, a little intimidated, or did you like that right away?
Yeah, I was so scared because the practice was so strong and we ran a lot, and I was like, "Mom, I wanna go home, I don't wanna be here." And she told me, You can do it, you can do it, I believe in you." And maybe 2 years later I started playing better, and you know, I started liking the practices and all that stuff, and now I love basketball.
Wow. So you just mentioned, "Mama, I want to come home." You go to America. At what age? Was it your first time in America when you went to Panola? Was that it?
Yeah, that's my since 2019. That's my first time in the United States. And since that year, I'm here. I'm trying to go back home for see my mom, but I can't because my country have a lot of problems. So I just want to stay here.
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, coming to America, you know, language, all that sort of stuff. Did you speak any English growing up? Was it difficult? Did you want to go back home? How did it begin?
The beginning, I remember my coach picked me up in the airport, and the only word I know in English was, "I'm hungry."
That's a good one.
I told her, "Coach, I'm hungry." And she was, okay, we're going to eat. And the first months, that was... For me, it was horrible because I don't know any English, my classes, my practicings, all that stuff. So I really that was really hard for me. But now I'm better.
Well, of course, here you have so many people from all different countries, so this is probably a perfect team to be on. But before we get to this team, what was your experience like with Panola? I saw that you averaged 12 rebounds a game last year. Did you do pretty well compared to how you thought you would do?
Yeah, my first year, I wasn't expecting like I wanted to be, because, you know, I was scared, my English don't help me, And my average in games was like 2 points. In my second year, I started practicing the whole summer with my coaches. And then in my first game, I take 17 rebounds and start making points and points. And, you know, I say, well, I'm here for a reason. And that reason is play basketball.
There is another person here that I was a big fan of last year. Do you know anything about the setter for the volleyball team, Masha Ijilov, because she played at Panola?
Yeah, she played at Panola, and we are really good friends. And I was surprised when I posted my commit with USAF, and she texted me my DM. She told me, hey, Oded, you come to USAF. Oh, my God, welcome to the family. I'm so glad for you, and I hope to see you soon. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I really like have people that I really know.
Let me ask you, did she at Panola, if you ever saw her or heard her on the court, did she do her thing with the let's go, let's go, let's go there too? Was she always very talkative?
Yeah, she have a lot energy. I love energy. I love her. I love that about her.
Well, when you were first here, I'm guessing you didn't know anything about USF, but when did you become aware of them? Did they come to you? How did it work out that you ended up here?
Well, I remember that my coach told me, somebody need to talk to you. And I was scared. And I said, coach, I don't do anything wrong, I promise. And she told me, don't worry. So she passed me the phone, and coach Yo or coach Danny told me, hey, Oded, how are you? We're calling you from USF. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And when I started looking the school by internet, oh, my gosh, I fell in love with the school. So I really love being here.
We're very happy to have you. Okay, so for people that haven't seen you play, it looks like you can handle the ball in transition. Looks like you can go to the basket. I see you practicing with Dulcie and Shay, and you can back down if you have to. Can you do a little bit of both?
Yeah, I really like my game. You know, I can do a little bit of everything. Rebounds, play back to the ring, in front, shoot, mid-range, large range, and I really like it, but now it's players more bigger than me and more stronger, so I need work in that, but I'm sure that I'm going to do big things here.
I was going to just prepare you. It's possible that you might not average 12 rebounds a game with who we have on this team, with Betty and Dulcie and Shay. Speak about what you had learned from them so far.
I'm learning that I need fighting the court for the rebounds and for make a ball, but I'm sure that I'm going to do a really good things in my games. I really like take rebounds, so maybe we can take 10 rebounds for a game. Yeah.
Everybody get 10? Yeah. What about points? How many?
Well, points, maybe start with 8. I don't know.
If you can do 8 and 10 every game with this team, I think it's going to be a great season. Odie, it was a pleasure meeting you. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.